News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's pushed back his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz until April 6th. He's been threatening U.S. strikes on Iran's energy infrastructure. But Sagar Magani reports Trump says ceasefire talks are going very well.
Trump envoy Steve Witkoff says the administration's given Iran the framework for a potential peace deal in hopes of convincing Tehran there's no good alternative.
We have strong signs that this is a possibility.
While Iran insists it has not and will not engage in talks.
They're begging to make a deal.
In the meantime,
we'll just keep blowing them away.
Still, President Trump is facing headwinds. A new AP Nork Center for Public Affairs research poll suggests he might lose Republican support if the war drags on.
Won't be long. Gonna end soon.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Capitol Hill, still no deal to end an impasse over funding Homeland Security. That's had TSA workers going without pay, and the department says nearly 500 have quit. The result's been hours-long lines at airport security checkpoints. Melissa Gates was in one.
Traveling from Houston to Baton Rouge. So I should have just driven, right? 5 hours would have been hilarious next to this.
Now, President Trump says he'll sign an order instructing DHS to immediately pay TSA agents. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill renaming Cesar Chavez Day to Farm Workers Day following sexual abuse allegations against the labor icon. Annette Donahue reports.
Singer-songwriter Daryl Dash Crofts has died.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
He teamed with Jim Seals on songs like Summer Breeze, Diamond Girl, and Get Closer.
His
daughter says Crofts died of heart failure. He was 87. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. In the Netherlands, students are being offered live classical music performances as a study aid. Karen Shamas has the story.
The organisers at the historic Concertgebouw in Amsterdam say they're managing to attract younger audiences to their venue as they turn their famous main hall into a quiet study space with live classical music playing as students work. Student Kyra Mulder told the AP,
"It's actually very calming and helping in concentrating on the work that we have to do."
Neurologist Professor Bas Blom explains why music helps focus.
Music in the background can help you to reach a state of flow. And everybody knows when you reach a state of flow, you can go on endlessly and be enormously productive.
The venue started the sessions during COVID. Organisers say it helps welcome younger audiences. I'm Karen Shamas.
There are more stories and the latest news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.